This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Now listen to this.
You are listening to AWOL Radio on CKMS The Sound 100.3 FM in Waterloo.
As Halloween approached, the Laurier Students Public Interest Research Group activated their I Am Not a Costume campaign, which included posters being put up around campus seeking to challenge students into thinking about the appropriateness and impacts of wearing stereotypical, racist, or culturally appropriative costumes while celebrating the Eve. In addition to vandalism of the posters, there was also a wave of aggressive and oppressive online backlash. Today we speak with Muhammad Akbar, a staff member at Ellisburg, to get details about the campaign and reaction to it, as well as other efforts Ellisburg is undertaking to combat racism and other oppressions on campus. Muhammad also places the I Am Not a Costume campaign into the larger idea of building safer spaces on campus and throughout our communities. So I'm speaking with Muhammad Akbar of the Laurier Students Public Interest Research Group, or Ellisburg. Hi, Muhammad. Can you explain the Ellisburg I Am Not a Costume campaign and the events that occurred in the lead-up to this year's Halloween?
Sure. So thanks for having me on. Ellisburg has a long-standing campaign called the I Am Not a Costume campaign. And the goal of the campaign, specifically, is to discuss cultural appropriation, appropriate costumes, and to talk about kind of best practices and in terms of costumes to ensure that folks who are going out for Halloween aren't appropriating, aren't hurting other folks when they're going out and doing Halloween and that kind of thing. The main goal is to draw attention to misguided and problematic costumes and start conversations on what is and is not a costume. So that's kind of the central purpose and the central message behind the campaign. So a lot of the posters talk about cultural appropriation in a more general sense, and also point out the kind of obvious transmisogyny, sexism, racism in a variety of different costumes, and of course a variety of different forms of troubling forms of oppression that folks face. So there's posters that show images of folks using cultural clothing as costumes, and kind of the posters kind of show that the contrast of why it's cultural appropriation and why these costumes are racist or transmisogynistic in a variety of ways.
What happened at campus when these posters went up?
Some of our posters were vandalized. The knots in the costume, so the posters say, "I am not a costume" on them. And that's a picture of folks in the community holding a picture of a costume that represents some form of oppression. And so the knot was crossed out and replaced with an emoticon, like a winking smile face. And so those were vandalized. In addition, we got a lot of online comments, some from Laurier students, mostly from a variety of different places in the United States and across Canada. And so the campaign ended up getting about 4 million views total, and there were about over 20,000 shares and over 30,000 comments on the different pictures that we had also posted on Facebook. Quite a few of them were negative.
Right. And you mentioned some were from Laurier students. What has been the reaction by administration officials on campus? And what does Ellisburg want to see done?
So the Diversity and Equity Office has engaged with us and did support Ellisburg. Ellisburg released its own statements and reached out. But the administration didn't really do anything, and it might be that, they didn't really do anything. The Diversity and Equity Office, which is a part of the university, did hold a talk and is looking to hold more talks on the issue of cultural appropriation and work with us to bring this message to students and have those conversations and continue to engage.
But there was no message from any administration officials really around cultural appropriation or the comments from Laurier students, the negative comments from Laurier students, or any of the vandalism of the posters?
Oh, no, not at all.
Hmm. Yeah.
And what would Ellisburg like to be done on this?
So Ellisburg is going to continue having these conversations, and we're looking forward to working with the DO on continuing to engage Laurier students and the broader community, and just getting the message out there as far as possible. Although we did receive negative feedback, and there was a lot of comments that were, you know, homophobic, transphobic, racist, transmisogynist, and just very, very oppressive. There were also folks who were positive and who were sharing to be mindful. So we're hoping to continue the campaign and continue to educate on these issues and ensure that people talk about problematic costumes and cultural appropriation and all the different forms of oppression that people face on a day-to-day basis.
Could you describe some of the other work Ellisburg will be doing around racism, cultural appropriation? And
sure. So Ellisburg runs quite a few different campaigns, and we have some interesting ideas planned for the new semester with a few of our different partners. I'd encourage you to keep in touch with our social media. We're working very closely with the Aboriginal Student Center and the Diversity and Equity Office to try and continue to support, in what ways we can, groups who are doing anti-oppressive work, and also develop and continue to push anti-oppressive work on campus and social justice-oriented campaigns and research. So we have regular speakers come in. We just did a discussion on cultural appropriation in yoga, and so we hope to continue that kind of work in the upcoming semester and the ongoing years. I'd be more specific, but I think it would be better if the campaign was just kind of launched and you see it in January. But I do encourage you to check out our social media on Facebook and on Twitter and things like that.
LSPerg.org and LSPerg on Twitter.
Yeah, and then Facebook is just /LSPerg.
How have other groups on campus supported the I Am Not Your Costume campaign, and what was their reaction after the vandalism and harassment?
A lot of folks were upset about the vandalism. A group actually a member of one of the groups on campus contacted us to let us know about the vandalism. And in general, groups have been supportive. So there's still an ongoing investigation, so we don't really know if we'll be able to find out who is responsible or what's happening. But we're hopeful. We're going to keep on continuing to reach out and build support and continue to support the groups that have projects in mind to talk about different forms of oppression on campus.
Were there any reported incidents of these kind of costumes coming out again at Laurier this year?
Not that we're aware of, but I'm sure there probably were cases. There was something brought to our attention, and we did reach out to folks about this, is that there were various stores selling problematic costumes that were appropriative, that were transmisogynistic, that were racist and sexist. And so we did reach out to talk to those stores and try and engage them in dialogue about cultural appropriation, all forms of oppression, and actually have those conversations to try and work towards next year, right? Because we want to keep on working on this.
Yeah, I remember seeing a headline on CBC Vancouver, and it was stores reminded not to sell racist or culturally appropriative costumes. And I just thought it needed a little addition, like, again, because it seems to be every single year stores are reminded not to do this sort of thing. Was there a good response from the stores when they were approached?
We haven't heard anything back yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully they will respond, and because it's obviously, you know, they're setting up shop here in our community. It'd be nice if they would respond, eh?
Ideally, and perhaps they haven't seen it yet. But we'll still continue to engage them as much as possible, and hopefully by next year we'll be able to have some sit down conversations and make sure that things go well and that these kinds of costumes aren't brought into our communities.
How the I Am Not a Costume campaign fits in within the broader discussion around safe space on campuses and generally creating safe spaces in communities?
A lot of students still are striving, we're always striving for creating safer spaces on campus. It's an ongoing and will be an ongoing fight to ensure students and community are comfortable in their communities. So this is a campaign that does definitely be part of that. Students, a lot of people don't realize how personal a lot of these costumes are taken. A lot of people might argue, you know, these costumes are just something you wear once a year, but this is something that's very personal to a lot of folks, and wearing folks' cultures as costumes or wearing stereotypes, especially, is very harmful and does perpetuate a system that continues to cause harm to people. So, in general, our work is focused on building safer spaces in the best ways we can, and trying to promote safer spaces to a broader community.
Could you just describe briefly what you mean by creating safer spaces and what it means to have or be in a safe space?
Sure. So there's a lot of different definitions of safer spaces. The idea behind creating safe spaces is creating spaces where folks can express their opinions without dealing with any form of without feeling unsafe based on any form of oppression. So creating safer space on campus talks about building spaces that allow for discussion that is free from oppression. And so a lot of these campaigns are targeted towards building communities where there's dialogue around oppression, but in a positive way, and where individuals aren't oppressed and aren't attacked just based on different forms of oppression, so based on racism or sexism or transmisogyny or transphobia or homophobia or any other form of oppression, really.
There's been a lot of discussion around safe spaces recently that I've seen that try to form it like that it's trying to shut down discussion or shut down people's opinion or freedom of expression or freedom of speech. So I think it's important for people to understand how creating safe spaces isn't about shutting down discussion, but creating discussion and having it in respectful ways that allow everybody to participate.
Exactly. And so I always find it kind of ironic that a lot of people who criticize safe space on the basis of free speech are actually themselves attacking free speech, right? Like, safe space actually creates more dialogue and creates more conversations that are positive.
Right.
So, I always find it interesting that folks criticize safe space when in reality, building safer spaces on campuses and in our communities creates more discussion, creates better discussion. So, yes, I've always found that very interesting.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this campaign today, or anything you want to add about Ellisburg's work?
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on. I encourage folks to check out our website, as you mentioned, ellisburg.org, and like us on Facebook and Twitter, and keep in contact. We're really, really trying to continue to build community regarding anti-oppressive practices and social justice-oriented work, and we're always looking for support. The folks do want to get involved. There's a variety of different opportunities to do so.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for the interview today, and good luck with all the work you're doing.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
That was a discussion with Muhammad Akbar, a staff member at Ellisburg in Waterloo. For more information on the work Ellisburg does, check out lspirg.org.